somewhere in Uganda, an archbishop has come out to say that members of Christians, as a matter of fact, not just members of his church, he's proposing to government of Uganda that Christians' tithe be deducted from their salaries before they get paid. That would help ensure that Christians are keeping to their own part of the deal, you know, their religion, by paying their tithe consistently, and would also help the church, you know, carry out its projects with the funds. Yeah, here's what he said. He's the Archbishop of Kampala. And he was saying this, suggesting that the government of Uganda deduct tithe from workers' salaries. And he was speaking, you know, during a mass. And he said that many Christians do no longer pay their tithe consistently, and this affects church projects. And these were his words. Whenever we ask for tithe, everyone gives only what they have at the time. But the Bible says a tenth of whatever you earn belongs to the church. Give me your support as I front this proposal because it is good for us. Aren't you tired of putting money in the baskets all the time? Oh, end of quote. He's asking a question. Aren't you tired of just, you know, during service they say offering time, blessing time, and they begin to sing a song and you're dancing to the front of the church and you have those offering baskets and you go and place your offerings. And he's asking, are you not tired of walking and stressing yourself, you know, so put money in the baskets? Don't worry, let's take the stress off of you, you know, and we'll just ask for the government to take out your tithe from your salary. Easy peasy. What do you think? We've got 20 minutes to have this conversation. Let's bring it down home to Nigeria. Do you think that, you know, it is okay? Do you think it's right? Maybe not right per se. Do you think it's more convenient if tithes were deducted from workers' salary, you know? And let's talk about you as an individual. Would you prefer that your tithe is deducted directly from your salary? The phone lines are open. The floor is yours now. So let's talk. 0817-93-0002. You can also call 0817-93-0007 or 0817-93-0009. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. The big question is, would you like your tithe to be deducted from your salary every single month before it comes to you? All right, remember that when you do call, to turn off the volume on your radio so I can hear you clearly and we can have a smooth conversation. Good afternoon, you're welcome. Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, Gabby, good afternoon, Mr.
You're welcome, Mr. Zion. Go ahead.
It's a misplaced priority for the bishop to make such a comment. It's unfortunate to the body of Christ in an abased refuge. The Bible in Malachi 3:10 says, bring ye forth your tithe and offering to the warehouse, where food will be available. We are still struggling with that portion of the scripture right till today. We have seen that churches that have admitted that yet they are paying tithes to, they are not using the tithes for the real purpose. We are still struggling with that. And another bishop is coming with another fallacy and error. Let me be honest to you, Gabby. One thing that is killing Nigeria today is because the tithe and offering of the church is not being used for the what God has delegated it for. God regulated that when there is tithe and offering in my house, there will be meat. How many churches today you will go now that they pay offerings on Sunday and you will see meat in the house to eat today? Mention one church for me.
Do you think that passage of the scripture actually meant literal meat? Like beef?
Meat is meat. Rice, beef, stew, fish, garlic. Mention it. That is what God said. Let there be meat in my house. He also said this in the book of Nehemiah 2, also in Deuteronomy. Take your tithe and offering to a particular place I have directed you to. You will buy strong drink, alcohol, and drink. See, he also said, bring your tithe and offering to your gates for the aliens. Who are aliens? Foreigners. people who don't have food to eat, that let them eat at your gate, which means cook food, make it available, call people to make it for them to have access to free food. If Christians would have been adhering to this command according to the word of God, you will not see crime on the streets. You will not see young girls going to prostitution. You will not see young boys now into Yahoo business or ritual killing. No, because there is food for them to eat in Mr. Zion's gate. When they stroll and they get to Gabriela Street, they have a place to eat. She can bring up a 10% of her salary and sponsor 3-4 girls to go into tailoring. She can give them soft loan through her tithe. She can sponsor them to any cadet of their education through the 10% from her tithe. That is what the gospel says. But today, what is happening to the tithes and offering? Buying jets, exotic cars, living flamboyantly. Their children go to the best schools. Even the little tithe they use in opening schools, the poor cannot access it. Who is the cause? The church. So you find out that this bishop just wants to expose himself, that is jealous of some Nigerian bishop about private jet and exotic cars. He wants to live like Nigeria. It's even wrong for the government to even make mention or touch the tithe. It's wrong. The truth is this. I love tithe. I'm a tither. And I'm practicing it according to what God said. I don't give my tithe to any church. I am faithful with my 10% to help those in my gates, to help those along the street. That is what I do. I will not care what I don't do. I'm not an hypocrite.
All right,
my tithe does not go to any church. My tithe is at my gate to help young people.
Mrs. Zion, thank you so much for your thoughts. Let's move on to other callers. Good afternoon.
Hello, yeah. Good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Okay, I want to say this based on your topic of discussion. First, if we to understand is that in that tithe is made for. In the Bible, we all know that tithe is meant to go and go to the minister. Now, I'm saying that my own implied here is that the Christian these days or the tithe should be something that is willingly as a Christian. You are not forced to do that. It's something that you do because you know that you're supposed to do. So now, I'm not opinion of enforcing someone to do something when he or she really say, I want to do that. In terms of church, I want to say this. I'm always critical whenever I talk about things of God when it comes to giving us something to church, because majority or mostly type is for ministers to take care of themselves and all that logistics in the church. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Hello. Good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, my name is Tamono. So,
all right, Tamono.
The title is not meant for ministers, actually. The title is meant for the Levites. The Levites were the people who the God of Moses selected to replace the firstborn that was killed in Egypt. The tithe was specifically for farm produce. Whatever you cultivate in your farm or your animals, anything concerning agriculture, that's what the tithe was meant for. In fact, it was stated, if the place my name is placed and you are supposed to go there is far away, convert this foodstuff to money. Take it to the place and buy those things that you are supposed to use again. And then prepare it. Give half a portion to the Levites. Cook a portion for yourself. And cook a portion for the people who are coming. Outsiders. Your fellow Israelites to eat with you. Tithe was never meant to be giving money to any minister. You are supposed to eat your tithe. People are meant to eat that tithe. Give a portion to the Levites and the remaining eat it with strangers. It was never money.
These pastors
and these church people are duping people, fleecing them of their hard and money. They should actually go and read what Leviticus said about tithing and stop deceiving people, taking people's money.
Now they have politicized. Thank you very much for
it. Now government should interfere and go directly to people's money.
All right. Thank you very much. Point made and point taken. Well, here's the thing, right? I mean, hearing, for instance, Mr. Zion speak and you speak right now, the last caller, it's clear that people have different meanings or interpretations of what a tithe should be and what it is or what it's not. Now, when the scripture talks about, the house of God will be full with meat, was it referring to literal meat like cow meat or goat meat? Is that what it was referring to? Or was that a metaphorical statement? Was that, you know, an analogy of some sort? So should we then, if we're trying to, according to you, follow what the Bible says word for word, should we then begin to bring goats and cows and, you know, chicken to churches and say, oh, this is my tithe, let's kill goats this Sunday and let there be meat all over. So when you come take a seat in church, you have to remove the meat that is on your seat first before you sit down, because I mean too much meat everywhere. Because I mean the Bible says let the house of God be full with meat. Is that what it really means? I'm a little bit confused here, so please help me. Good afternoon, you're welcome. Hello, good afternoon. Oh dear, please call back. Hello. All right, let's take some comments on WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. We're also streaming live on Facebook, so you can join the conversation on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. All right, so on WhatsApp, this is, good afternoon, Gabby. The Bishop actually makes such statement, because I'm yet to see it on mainstream media. Oh yes, you can go check the Punch. It's on many of the major national dailies. So you can go check, and you would find the story on the big national dailies. Well, this says that is an infringement on people's rights. It's tithing is supposed to be free will, for God loves a cheerful giver, not by force or obligation. Timothy Iyama from Abuloma says, good day, Gabby. Tithe is an obligation for Christians, but no one should be forced to do it. It should be done willingly, because what works for me may not work for the next person. That's because some persons believe tithe opens financial doors for them. But then again, what is tithe? And for what purpose is it meant for? Must tithing be in money form or material form? You're adding more questions to the one I'm already asking, huh? Making me a little bit more confused. But if you do have the answers to these questions, do all to call in. Let's talk about that. Good afternoon. Welcome. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you for having me. The tithe we are talking about, the money in question, is meant for God. What about looking for a way to challenge the money in the rest of the world?
How do you find a way to channel it directly to God? Tell me.
Things you want the money to be paid directly, so that if my company debits me, they will pay it straight to God. So that I'll be sure that the money is going straight to the person that the money is meant for. It's really laughable. As long as I'm concerned, most of these religious charges are just there for business. No, I don't believe in that. I don't think for anybody that believes it should go ahead. But telling me that my company should debit me every month, all in the name of paying that, as long as I'm concerned, I'm not supposed to be.
We have to treat this matter as it is in the Bible. Hello, Gabby.
Yes, go ahead.
Now that they are making it compulsory that people should pay this tithe through their salaries and all that, they should also make sure that they also utilize the purpose for which God said it should be used for. You understand? Because Deuteronomy 26, if you read from verse 1 down to the almost the end of it, Bible says tithe and offering should be shared among the widows, strangers, the fatherless, the orphans, and the priest. This is how offering and tithe should be shared. So that today, what we have reverse is the case. Now, since that time of Deuteronomy, the time of Malachi, God was so patient with mankind, and human beings have never obeyed that word of God. You understand? So they say our God is a long-suffering God, is a patient God. So God has been so patient in Malachi. God asked the question again. And then Jesus Christ came and discovered that a lot of the priests are using these things as, you know, for certain enrichment. And then he emphasized in the book of Matthew 23, verse 23, that people have left the most important aspect of the law. And then they are emphasizing on tithe and offering. Tell me where Jesus Christ, in his teachings, emphasized so much on tithe and offering. In the book of Matthew 23, he said people have left the most important aspect of the law and they are emphasizing on tithe and offering. They have left the aspect of faith, justice, and mercy. You have to show people mercy rather than collecting tithe from people and then enriching yourself, flying all over the world, enriching yourself. Using the most private car, and how many jets? A lot of widows and poor people are all over the place. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying.
Mm.
So if they say it is compulsory that people should pay their tithe, their salary, they should also make sure that that purpose for which God said it should be used for should also be used for. My name is Chimbroma.
All right. Thank you very much for your thoughts, Chimbroma. So if you're requesting or demanding for the government to take off the tithe, make sure you're also keeping your end of the deal and using that tithe for what it was proposed for. Well, he actually did mention the Archbishop in this case. He did mention what it was supposed to be used for. He said they were going to be used for church projects. You know, I don't know if that follows what you believe, but that's what he said, that, you know, the church would have monies to, you know, carry out their church projects and will no longer be in need, as it were. Let's take some comments on Facebook. We're going to wrap up shortly. On Facebook, Wachuku Darlington says, let me ask you, Gabby, is everybody a Christian? He's wrong. They should look for a job. Chukwe Buka Desmond says, problems everywhere, even the church. Tell ya. All right, more comments on WhatsApp. For me, it's his own opinion. All these pastors would always refer you to Malachi 3, 8 to 10, but they won't talk about Deuteronomy 14, 22 to 26. I always ask, between Moses and Malachi, who should we follow? Problem. Educate from Ada George says, Kachi says, how will they know the church you're attending? To trust the Nigerian government without tax is a problem. Not to even talk about tithe. The bishop is just trying to make himself popular. The tithe is for the house of the Lord. It's not to be given to any minister. The Bible says that through prosperity shall the gospel be spread abroad. It's the tithe and other things we pay that the church uses to maintain the house of God and pay full-time workers in church. Amaka from Woji says, the tourists are the government and the governments are the tourists. There is nothing we can do. So the best is for us to keep calm. Okay. Well. Moving on. Abia Andy says, I made an offering in the church in the UK. The pastor said I should take it back, that the church doesn't need it and that I need it more due to my job. The church doesn't need that kind of money. It is only fueling and funding their insatiable and exotic taste. A final message on WhatsApp will be from Melody in Uniport. Melody Uniport says, don't mind all these officers in the name of pastors. Who tithe help? Why is it that the pastors abandon most parts of the Old Testament but uphold the tithe that involves money? You're paying tithe while your neighbor is hungry. You can't give the human human God created in this image, but you want me to give God who is not lacking anything. Who's not lacking anything. All right, we're going to have to wrap up now, so I'll take a final caller and wrap up. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome, go ahead.
My name is Oji Andy, and I'm calling you from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead.
Yeah, in as much as the bishop or the man of God who want people to bring up their tithe or bring their tithe into the storehouse, and he has decided to say that the government should help them, the question is now, how about those that are not working in the government? How will their tithe be taken? These are some of the aspects that before someone would come out to make a statement, he should look at this other side and also look at this other side. Just like some speakers have said, Jesus came into this world as a human and even as a God. And everybody is expected to behave like Jesus. And up till now, men of God has forgotten the work that Jesus came to do for this world, which is winning of souls. Is tithe more important than winning souls? If you take the tithe from those government workers into their treasury, have they won souls? These are some of the things that we should be thinking about and not tithe. If I were him, I should ask myself a question. Before I will come up to do such, how many persons have I won to Jesus Christ? Because until Jesus Christ left this world, it was all through soul, coming for the ungodly, coming for the sinner. Please, let's talk about something else and leave some of these men of God that do not know what they are doing. Thank you very much.
This is a matter that obviously we cannot exhaust in one conversation. So we're going to leave it be for now and come back to it at a better time. All right. 1 o'clock, the news update, and right after, further conversations right here on the Sunny Side. I am Gabriella. Don't go away.